Yo, y'all know what time it is. Once again, it is the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast, sports, running, and whatever important come across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome on board to another episode of this podcast. If this is your first time listening to an episode of the EG3 Podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your rest of your week to do so. I'm recording this Thursday episode on Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. We got some activity going on outside, so if you hear kids running around outside the EG3 confines, sorry about that. I'm not going to edit that out. So, let you know about that right now here as it is overcast yet again. So kind of picking up right where we left off last Thursday when it was raining and stuff like that. And, well, was it Thursday or Wednesday? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. All these podcasts now are meshing together between the K-State podcast and this one, but yet an overcast. Everything kind of cooled off after this morning anyways, with a little bit of rain up here in the north side of the river, as people like to refer to that phrase up here in Missouri. Almost botched that up there as well. So got that going on, and officially into mile training. When this podcast rolls out tomorrow night, I'll completed, as my coach called it in the notes in the debrief, quote unquote, intro to mile into the mile part of the season, even though I've ran the mile before. So, and for really the next month, of this podcast, you're probably going to be, it's going to be a little bit different, obviously. No more marathons, at least for this guy anyways, at least no more on that end. I already made claim of that and already talked to my coach about that. At least they ain't going to be no more fools for this guy for the rest of 2025. It's going to be mile, 10K, and I think there's going to be half, at least another half, probably two. I'm going to let y'all speculate on that. So speculate for a little bit. But anyway, that is what is ahead. But right now, what we're focusing on right now for this podcast, what's next, is, of course, what's going to be the fourth annual running of the Kansas City Metro Mile Championships going down next month. I have emphasized this so much already. Y'all probably going to get tired of me hearing it by when it comes around. But This is a little bit flavor for this podcast, obviously. So I'm going to try, obviously, to space out the content between now, at least on a Thursday podcast, between now and when the KC Metro Mile goes down in Kansas City, Missouri, obviously, Rockhurst High School. So I'm going to do kind of like a main, like a buffet. I'm probably butchering this, but there's the appetizer course, main course, dessert course, whatever to call it, like that. So these will be in chunk, a little bit of chunks here as we get ready. There's obviously the kids mile, middle school, high school, women's elite men. Let me see down the line here. I should have had the schedule pulled up. Right then, obviously the open for the men and women older. And then you have the master's mile between the men and women. Got that. And guess where I'm at? Yes, the men's master's mile once again going down. What do I have this going on? Okay. there we go. The men's mile masters, which I could not believe it when I first. I'm going to bring in pieces of information from the last 2 years of doing this race. Again, this will be the fourth annual running of the KC Metro Mile going down June 12th. And for those of you who are interested in coming out and watch that, or any of it for that matter, or you're interested to watch Fast Eddie out there taking shape out there, which he is making look a much bigger slash this year than the first 2 years. And then go out there and do that. Obviously, go out there and you're more than welcome. Could go out there now, I believe. Well, I'll have to dig into this later on right now as it'll get closer. Like I said, I'm not gonna throw this all at you at once. What's here now? Obviously, there's other races going on. Like last weekend, there was the KC Corporate Challenge 5K that went down, and apparently they're opening it up to the Corporate Challenge. Is obviously your. Now, my work is not a part of that, so that's obviously your current employee. It is something like that. stuff like that. But if, yeah, there's a 5K, and I know there's a mile race that coordinates I believe the same week as the KC Metro Mile as well. So you're gonna have two different mile races going on. Now I think the KC Corporate Challenge Mile is on a different day. I believe it's on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night, and then of course follow that up with the biggest stage. I think, in my opinion, the biggest stage in track in this area, in my opinion, whoever you want to speak to for that matter. So obviously you're gonna have, and then behind that you got Grandma's Marathon behind that. I believe it's the week after that. So I know for me, the first time, I never would have found this. Now, first off, I would have never found this out. Never. If Alex, my little brother Alex, shout out to him, if he did not suggest to me, talk to me about going in and doing, jumping in and participating in this event, I would have not known about it. Maybe eventually I probably would have known about it, because obviously Noah, my guy, has been trying to go under 4 minutes per mile, trying to hit that sub four, and he'll have another crack at it this year. And again, my background, for those who don't know me that well, or this is your first time with this podcast, my general background is track, right? This is where it's all start. Not KC Metro Mile, but back in my era, let's just go with that. I got in this running thing with the track. Now, again, football, and this is not the first time I've told a story on this podcast. This is the EGD podcast edition, running edition, on a Thursday, recording this on Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. I was playing football and baseball. Didn't have time to do no cross country, even though a lot of the cross country team wanted me to join. I said, I'm too busy in this football. Football and cross country are in the same seasons, right? So, and then played baseball, and then of course later on, one of two turning points of high school. The first one, making looking back at an easy transition from baseball to track, is all she wrote from there. So, yeah, my background is track. And during the marathon cycle, getting ready for the marathon, old Garmin Olathe marathon cycle, did all the majority of the workouts on the track. Obviously, you know, with the weather and everything, as like whether it's cold or not, depending on the weather situation, underground, the park, university has this underground tunnel where you did your workouts there. I haven't even said that. Now, I briefly said that, but I haven't gone into explanation on that. There, I said it all along. I've told a couple of close friends, texted a couple of close friends, that one recently, won the 3200 a couple months ago, indoor. And he thanks me for getting, because he was kind of going through a similar life situation that I've been going through, right? So he thanks me for inspiring him to go out there and running back up. Now he was a little quicker than me. We're teammates at Barton County Community College. Shout out Barton County Community College out there in nowhere, Great Bend, Kansas, baby. How did I survive that? I have no clue. But and that was another big not trying to go through the chronological order, but again, where I did track out there in Barton County, specializing in the 400. Now it was really deep with a lot of fast runners, and Barton is known for Olympic runners coming out of that stable. Now I had the pleasure of competing against two of my teammates that turned out to be Olympians. Now, again, they're represented in different countries, right? One of them, I'm going to get roasted. Well, actually, I'm going to get roasted because I think one of them was Trinidad Tobago. And the other, I cannot think of it now. Damn it, I can't think of the other one. I'm going to get roasted for not remembering. Hey, give me an excuse. But Barton County, known Now, that was even a choice to even go out there. That wasn't my choice. For the record, raise my hand. I did not pick Martin County. That was not my choice of community college. When took a break in between high school and in college, because I wanted to stay home close to the parents and my mom and dad still wasn't ready for that. So I decided to jump into the workforce. But anyways, that was not my first choice at all. Not at all. My dad ended up picking community college, a stack of community college with track backgrounds, and Barton was one of them. I know the rival Butler was the other. Dodge City, I won't go way out there. Again, all these community colleges I'm talking about, for those that are not even familiar with community colleges out here in Kansas, or I say out west in Kansas, or in the state of Kansas. So, yeah, those were the choices, and I kind of chose Barton, but he said, "You're going there. You go. We're in the ship. We're going to kick you." Not necessarily kick you out. We're going to ship you out there a little bit. So that's when this whole big life change started. Was huge. So, now, circling back to my friend who recently, 2 years ago, got himself back right, got him back into running, and he recently won the 3,200 meter indoor championships down there in South Florida. So, and now, present time, I'm trying to match him. I'm trying to match him now. Look, obviously, you know, the goal, I've already said it to the text group, SSRC, shout out, once again on the podcast, and I'm going to lay this out there, and this might be two shots. Number one, last year the result was 451. I called out my shot saying, I remember, I don't think it was on this podcast, maybe it was, maybe it was not, but I know I told several people close to me that I was going for 450. 12 seconds off from that, still PR last year, really back-to-back years of PR in this event, going for a third straight and possibly more than that. And talking about more than that, yeah, talking about taking the whole thing. So that's where my confidence is right now. Yeah, you know, the marathon's come and gone. You know, we can't dwell too much on that. That's come and gone. We have to press on. We have to move on. Press on. Move on. Shift gears. Finally, we're able to shift gears onto this thing. I just can't wait. Can't wait to get out there. I wanted to run it yesterday. But obviously, we still got a lot of work to do there. And we got to get so by the time this episode rolls out, EG3 would have completed his first mile workout, if you will. There, this has been a slightly different approach. So we'll see what happens there. But again, like I've told several people already, it's not trying to sit here and be a high in mind. I'm already born with the talent of being fast, right? With a God-given ability of being fast, right? So it's not going to take me that long. Obviously, I think I told someone this lastly. I got to get rid of these marathon legs and put it back on the track legs. Because, man, a marathon, I joked around. This made me slow. A little slow. So, but anyways, okay, I'm just ready to go and get the work, get the business here. And we have, a less than a month to get ready for this thing. This third year running this. This is, again, the fourth year that KC Running Company is putting this event on in Kansas City, Missouri. Rockhurst High School going down June 12th. That's pretty much a month out. Well, next week's will be officially, but when it's podcast, we're going to get down closer and closer, and man, I feel like it's going to come up pretty fast. So, all in all, I'm really excited now. Again, as we get down to closer, I am going to be taking a peek at the Instagram for the KC Metro Mile. I've been putting out stories and whatnot, individuals putting out ridiculous times, even middle school. I saw this early before hopping on here to record with you guys on here. So again, this is going to be a different look up right into the to obviously the race week. And of course we're gonna do a postcast. You know I'm gonna do the postcast. So hopefully this is shaping out to be, as one of my friends in that text group said, it's gonna be a great night. It could be a ginormous night, obviously. So for everyone involved, everyone's going to be participating, from the kids, middle school, high school, masters, people taking shape in the open races. You got the elite coming down, and usually, again, let me check the schedule. I had it up pulled up earlier. Maybe I'm going to have to redo it. Yeah, I'm going to have to pull this out real quick, and that's not what I wanted there. This is the tab I want. Yeah, so this is the schedule I wanted right here. I pretty much think it's going to be the same, but the high school, woo, and this, no matter the result of my race on the 12th of June, I'm going to be sticking around. Because this is like high school track, high school meet, times three. You got everybody out there. The crowd's high. The atmosphere is, bar none, better. Now, obviously, you got the, your normal high school track meets and stuff like that. But this right here, I fell immediately in love with it. For the first year, it's like, I got to come back and do this again. And oh, by the way, I didn't even, that first year, going back to 2023, right? I didn't even do a time trial mile before that. I just went up in there, and this was literally 1 week before I headed to Minnesota for the Grandma's Marathon. 2 years, 2 summers ago. 1 week before I traveled to Duluth. Getting ready for this race. So apparently it didn't affect me at all, because I still went to Duluth and did pretty well. Up there, up north, Duluth, Minnesota, we're talking about. I referenced Grandma's Marathon earlier. So keep that in mind as we kind of get closer to that. But, and again, I'm not doing a marathon this year. So, again, there's another clue. But, yeah, so I did not do a trial. I don't remember doing one before doing my first race, doing my first championships. And I was living in Manhattan at that time, traveling to KC, the excitement, and the excitement after that. I didn't think I went to sleep till like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, stuff like that. Oh my goodness. If you guys ain't hype about this, now again, you guys might be still training. And now again, I still have runners that are still training, getting ready for Grandma's. Now, if you're still training, now again, I almost left this off the rundown sheet. I'll get to that. Speaking of races this weekend, I already mentioned Cobra Challenge. Those of you, a lot of folks competing in that down in the near the Ward Parkway. I did see that on Strava. So those of you who took part in that last weekend, congratulations on doing that as well. So, but yeah, I didn't go to sleep till like 2 or 3 o'clock that night. So yeah, this is big. This is huge right here. So. Man, it's only, the excitement's only going to get through the world. It might, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, but do it this week now. And then, because it's all, the focus is here. I know Bill Snyder is 2 weeks before Casey. I know I'm getting a lot of messages about that. I just don't know if I'm going to be competing in that. So with my focus now is on this. So, like the Olathe Marathon, Bill, I want to focus more. Just try to do one thing. Now, it sounds silly, but given what's on the line and everything else like that, yeah, I want to put all the focus, just like the marathon, on this mile race. So that's where we're going for. So we'll see what happens. But obviously. Very excited now. Finishing. You're listening to the ET3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here, recording this Thursday running edition on Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Yeah, so you're getting a lot of dose of kind of some mile information now. Again, there's other races going on now prior to this, so I'll acknowledge that. Now, some important outside the mile comes. We were going to talk about it, but I'm just letting y'all know right now, between right now, May 8th, when this comes out, and the postcast, the after party, whatever you want to call it, the week after the KC Metro Championships, which actually, so now thinking about that, might have to record it on the weekend, because now I'm giving it away, but yeah, Mike, because I'm going to be headed out of town, out of the state of Missouri. for that weekend. So for that weekend, I'm bad at keeping secrets. But all right, so here's what we're pretty much going to 2 years ago, right? My first year, training for a marathon, decided to just hop in and do this race again. It didn't affect me at all because I went. The goal was to go sub-5 the first year, did that, and then turn around, ran a pretty much solid race up Duluth, Minnesota. So there's that. So now you fast forward to 2025, May 2025. Yours truly getting ready, training, getting try to get the speed back up to get ready to run this race under the lights at Rockhurst High School. And then the following week, yours truly coming off the bench. Yes, coming off the bench. And I almost let time slip away again doing it, but luckily I got a second chance, so thank you. I'm not going to shout this person out. Personally, well, I'm not going to call this young lady out, but thank you for letting me basically complete the transfer, mid transfer from one of my friends who's not able to do it. So basically a teammate of mine was not able to do it. So I actually asked someone prior that that wasn't able to do it if you want, because usually I'm rushed to race. I'm not usually taking over somebody else's bib, but in this case here, a friend, a teammate of mine, not able to go do it. So it's not a marathon. It's the Geary B. Yorkland half marathon. I might have said that right. That I am going to be doing that. So we're going to be running it back. Now, hopefully we're going to be doing the same things, but possibly bigger than that. Right. So we're basically 2 years ago running it back. So we're going to do the mile, KC Championship, Metro Championships that Thursday night. And then basically the following Thursday, yours truly, along with several others, KCRC squad, headed up back to Duluth. So this is going to be a second, a return trip for yours truly. Pretty much all but me is doing the marathon, doing the Grand Boss Marathon. So that's pretty much the summary there on that. I am giddy about, like I said, I'm excited for the summer. I'm excited for the summer, and it can't get here fast enough. This is the ETV podcast. So yeah, I might as well just spell it out because I'm terrible at keeping secrets. But that is the big gauntlet thrown down there as well. So yeah, speaking of postcast, I'm gonna have to record that over the weekend, on that weekend, because yeah, that Thursday, yeah, it's gonna be travel day and things like that going up there, and I'm not gonna have time to record no podcast up there. So I'll remind y'all guys about it. So again, Loud Thinking here on the EG3 podcast. There, breaking news here, folks, so for you on that. So yeah, I'm not gonna have time for that. So I basically just plan out loud the situation I got going on next month there, and obviously, looking just ahead a bit, because not me don't want to do that, because again, a lot can happen. Like I said on last week's episode, Thursday episode of the podcast, a lot can happen right between now and the 12th. So a lot can going on, but again, try to stay in the moment. Again, this fall, half marathon, and I've already signed up for my half marathon, my A race. Now, this Gary B. Yorkland half, this ain't my goal race. I'm going to go up there and version of quote-unquote half pun. Go up there. We're going to try to make a little bit of noise up there with this half. So, again, we're going. Again, so that's kind of playing there on that. So, but I'm very excited. Very excited. And one, put a bow on. I might even check out the KC Metro Miles store, because they posted the middle school guy that put down a 4:39 recently. High school. We have seen in the past 2 years that I've seen, been out there and watched these races. Ooh, woo! These races go down. People make big moves. Runners make big moves. I made a big move last year, so you see the oohs and ahs and everything like that. The crowd gets into it. Everybody's standing, lining up on the gates. It's bar none. I'm going to keep saying it until it gets here on June 12th. Hopefully, we can be able to line again. A lot can happen. We can toe that star line and give it the best ever we got. But this is the most excited I've been prior to race. I pretty much, I set it for Karma. I know I set it for Karma Lata. I know. But that's business marathon. That's different because of the training I put, all that work I put into it. Now, again, you missed out on that episode, postcast, Karma Lata Marathon. Go check it out. Download it wherever you listen to your podcast there. I'm not going to go back to that whole spiel. You're going to go back and listen to that. But the result wasn't what I wanted, given the fact that, hey, man, this is the most worked up, not say I'm lazy. I didn't say I was lazy, but the most work put into a marathon cycle ever. That includes Chicago of last fall. So that tells you something right there. So I'm anxious to go out there and prove a point when next month, when this KC Metro Mile fourth edition overall of the KC Metro Mile goes down. Now, hopefully I got y'all more excited for this. So I cannot be more excited to toe this line. So hopefully, again, we still have unfinished business. We got to put the work in and stuff like that. I've already told you, pretty much told you what the goal is. Could be even a bigger goal out there as well. If everything lines up like I think it's going to, we could be in big shape. And of course, these high school, Elite Mile High School. Yeah, so going back up here, they did have the original high school boy. Well, last year they divided this in almost every division into two heats because of how big it got. Now, again, as I'm recording this right now, at least the masters part of it, there was what, 440 total spots open, 12 of them filled. If I do just easy math here on this podcast, that's 12 spots taken. Now, again, I don't know. I got a feeling already. I already know the main players in my heat. So I already know about that. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to hit. I know what time I need to hit. I need to go up there. I know what's on the line. So you need to ask for that. But everybody else, I don't know. So that's what goes right there on that. Yeah. So everybody's going to come the high school girl elite mile and the high school boys elite mile. That's where it's at. That's why they move. The first year that I participated in this event, the second year of this event, they had the high school, I want to say elite, hang on a second here, I'm going to get it wrong. Yeah, it was the women's elite mile and the men's elite mile. That was the anchor of this event. They switched it to, they moved it to the high school girls and the high school boys, quote unquote elites. So that's all you know right there, because last year, I did not stick around, unfortunately, for the boys. I left early. I shouldn't have left. But I'm gonna stick around because yeah, it's just no better atmosphere. I feel like I'm being back home in my comfort zone, and I feel more comfortable. Now, that's not saying I like participating in a road mile as well, but for me, in my background, the track is where it's at. For me, and this is where I'm most comfortable and honestly the most dangerous. So I was looking forward to it all. But again, we're going to piece this all. I'm going to try not to shove it all in your face, but this is where the podcast is going to go, at least on Thursdays. Talking about the mile. But if anything important, like outside the mile, like any races like that, we'll notch it like right now. So it's a good, perfect transition. As we about to, man, this half hour has flown by. Eddie Greer III, EG3 podcast here. Wow, this is flown by. Wow. So real quick, shout out to those. I had another teammate of mine participate and a friend who lives in Junction City who participates in Manhattan Running Company events. Speaking of elites, the two of them in the girls' elites, I should say ladies' elites, finished in the top 10 in a Lincoln Half Marathon last weekend. One of them finished third. Shout out Mandy for doing that. She's a stellar runner. she's a consistent runner, and I had a pleasure, had an opportunity to run with her, run against her a few times out there, and she put it down. She loves that race because apparently, I believe that's her fourth year in a row competing in that race, and she's elite. She's really good. But she finished a podium. Yeah, finished podium. 117, 15 or 19, somewhere in there. I remember. I'm not gonna look that up because I saw it. I saw it on Strava. So there's that. And of course, Marina, shout out to you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Coming off of a PR in Chicago. She's been slowly kind of picking things back up a little bit. dealing with some things a little bit. Not going to share with everybody, but Marina, top 10 finish, 7th there with a 122. So I want to give them their shout out here in this podcast as well. So I know there's a full marathon as well. Let me see. Yeah, several other runners that I know ended up pacing that as well. Paced the marathon as well. So, but yeah, I wanted to shout out those two specifically. I almost left that off the rundown sheet. Mandy, top 3, finishing his 3rd. I don't know the winner's time off the top of my head. Marina, a Casey Smoke teammate of mine, finished 7th. Yeah, she was flirting with a top 5 at one point there, but she fell back. She lost 2 spots as well. She held her own. She's been slowly kind of planning along there. And she's one of, she's going to be one of a few of us, Casey Smoke team, that are going to be taking center stage at Rockhurst in another month. And she also made a big move. She also made a big move in that race. Like, where did you come from? So after I made a big move in my race, Miranda was just chilling back there. And next thing I know, like, I turn around. Looked at it like, oh, damn, she's made a play for the win. Not only that, she made a play for the lead and the win. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, ooh, man, y'all gonna get Monster Energy times 10 by the time we get to June. I'm getting too excited about it, but it's just one of those things that gets me fired up. The passion, go out there and make things happen. So again, we still got work to do. So I wanted to shout out those who participated in the Lincoln races this weekend. And apparently that was a flyover challenge with the, flyover challenge, which means the first half of that, I don't get into that right now, but Topeka half marathon, which I still have not participated in that, but possibly at some point, maybe, I don't know. But anyways, Topeka half marathon, the top city half marathon, and 5K happened as well last weekend. Shout out to all the runners who went out there and participated in that. And I know a buddy of mine competed in another half marathon. That's his hometown race right there. So my guy, Ham Sandwich, you did it. Shout out to you for doing what you do. So doing that. So you got the Lincoln hat. So, man. So you have, okay, the flower challenge. And I'm going to have to listen to another podcast that did that. Did it like a preview show or something about it. I'm going to go back and listen to it. But the flower challenge featured back-to-back half marathons in a weekend. So you had to go down. So first off, you had to do the top city half on Saturday. Then you had to travel to Lincoln the same weekend and participate in the Lincoln half marathon. That's pretty much, to summarize that for you, that's what it is. So it's back-to-back half marathons, top city half marathon, for those who don't know, in Topeka, Kansas, on Saturday, which happened last week. And then, for those who participated in that, congratulations. So you guys did double work. Good work for y'all on that. And then, you gotta hit the road for a couple hours to go do the Lincoln half marathon. So that's what it was right there. So again, this is gonna be a lot going on besides for me getting prepared for a big night, unannualized Thursday night track in Kansas City, Missouri. So we'll be getting ready for that while other races be going on. We'll be checking in on other races as well. Don't worry, I won't or bore you with. I won't say boring. This ain't boring. This is exciting. This is exciting stuff right here. Finally, get to the exciting stuff now. On the podcast for sure. Not to the marathon, ain't. But this is my wheelhouse. You're in my world now. What I'm talking about. Who would I thunk it? Would I be saying that? Me coming out here and doing a mile, obviously. So my expertise is a 400. But here over the past couple years, I have, even though it hurt, it's gonna hurt. The mile has become definitely the favorite, if not the favorite race there of it. So all that say, man, I threw a ton at y'all this week on the show. It's only going to get bigger from here as well. I did not get to the high school not high school, the middle school guy, middle school boy who put down a 4.39 recently. I'm going to have to go back and double look on that and write down his name for the next episode, which is going to be on Thursday. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, before I wrap this up here on the podcast, because we're out of time, I mentioned a no-hitter on Tuesday's podcast for the Braves. Yeah, I jinxed it. That was fair enough. When I shut down the mic, the Reds end up getting the first hit of the game. But we end up winning the game now. The Braves are losing as we wrap this podcast in the final game of the series against the Cincinnati Reds. So there is that. So enough baseball talk until next Tuesday. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are free and available 2 times a week. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, make sure you add this to your collection of podcasts. This is where every Thursday it's running. We're not going to talk about any sports. That sports is going to be for Tuesday. So you're in that thing, in the sports, tune in Tuesdays. If you're in the running, especially you want to know what EG3's got going on, definitely it's Thursdays for you. But if you're in the booth, definitely check up, listen to both. Listen to both as well. So iTunes, Spotify, the EG3 podcast underneath the banner of the 3Y podcast with EG3. Make sure, again, if you've not already, please definitely, I would encourage you to subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast because the rest of the month, the build-up is going to be awesome. The month of June is going to be epic. It's just going to be epic. So definitely, I advise you to get on that right now. If you have been following us for a while or since the beginning of the year or since last year when we changed it back to the normal format, thank you so much for your support of this podcast. I could not be, I'm just blown away by people that continue to listen to me just ran away, yap, about track or about racing or about NASCAR in general or baseball for that matter. But again, thank you. Continue to pass the word about the EG3 podcast. That's going to wrap things up. We have made it to the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We'll be back with all new episodes next week. We out.